Hello, Audio Boom. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're well, guys. Excuse any background noise, I am doing housework. It's one of those days today. I'm away for 2 days. Well, I'm not away, I'm out for 2 days over the weekend. Boat trip tomorrow up the Chesterfield Canal, which I'm quite looking forward to. And then on Sunday, we're going for a walk up Kinder Scout. We're going to do, I think we're doing Grimesbrook Clough on Sunday, which I'm quite looking forward to because it's probably about a year since I've been up that route, maybe, something like that. It is one of my favourites. It's great. Usually I tend to go off-piste when I go up Grimesbrook and do a bit of scrambling up the Clough itself instead of taking the path. However, this will be the first time tomorrow that I've gone up there carrying all of my camera kit. My camera. Oh, let me just turn that off. I'm trying to get into the habit of muting my phone whenever I'm recording, and I keep forgetting. So, hash FFs. I don't do hash FFs anymore. I don't really see the point. So yes, big weekend coming up. So I'm trying to get everything done today so that my good lady wife can have a couple of days of relaxation and spend some time with the kiddywinks. I have to say, as much as I love my kiddywinks, I'm really looking forward to this weekend because with my wife being away last weekend, not taking into account the Saturday and Sunday before, which obviously I was here, I was around, and I was tending to kiddie-type stuff and housely duties, etc. Just the last 2 weeks and all weekend, I've had my beautiful children solid for 12 days. And as much as I love them, as you can imagine, especially with an 18-month-old baby who is at that stage where he's just so demanding. He can't quite walk yet, so he's getting frustrated. He can't quite talk yet, so he's getting frustrated. And, as much as, you know, he's still great to be with, and it's great to spend time with him, and I am very, very privileged. I am just ready for a little bit of a break. And, not have to worry about wiping noses and tending to frantic whinges because a toy car has just rolled under the sofa or something like that. But yes, so I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be good. And it looks like the weather's going to be good as well. Although, like I say, I'm not too chuffed if it's too hot because I don't like that. And I've just seen something on Twitter where some newspaper's reporting that it's likely to hit 25 degrees this weekend, which, looking out the window now, I'm standing here washing up. Yes, I still haven't fixed my dishwasher. Looking out the window now, that wouldn't surprise me because it's absolutely scorching here, and it's only 11 o'clock in the morning. Say only, that's nearly midday, isn't it? So it's probably nearly the hottest part of the day. So why is it surprising that it's quite hot? You doofus, Graham. So anyway, last night I did a boo about Swarm. That's the one. Swarm. Didn't really get it. Just listen to Phil, Daylight Gambler, in his sort of response or sort of opinions on the app. And it kind of makes sense now in thinking about it. I did read the report from Foursquare, but it didn't really make any sense to me. Probably because I didn't read it properly. But yes, where they were basically saying that they didn't realise that it was going to turn into such a game when they first started. And they realise now that the gaming aspect of it is quite popular. So that they're kind of separating the two out, which, I kind of see that. But as long as the integration stays solid, I don't know. I'll have to wait and see what the Foursquare app is when the update comes out. But I wouldn't want to be buggering about checking into two separate apps. I don't know. That seems a bit daft. I'll have to wait and see. But anyway, I've used it this morning. I've just checked into Woohoo's and I've put a sticker on it to say that I'm grumpy because I'm doing housework. Yeah, and I'm a bit disappointed actually because, as Phil just said, that his locations have been moved as well. Now, when I contacted Foursquare Support last night, of which I gave very high praise because I felt that they dealt with my issue very swiftly, and I still stand by that. I'm very impressed with how the problem was dealt with. However, they did categorically say to me that that my location had not been edited. Which was clearly a lie, because it seems like everybody's has been edited, whether automatically or manually, it's been edited. Whether the support staff weren't aware that that was a thing, I can only assume that that's the case. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt on that, instead of getting up in arms and saying, "You told me lies, you evil person." I will stand back and say, okay, maybe the support staff weren't aware that that was happening. Maybe it was something that Foursquare, Swarm, whoever they want to call themselves, hadn't considered when in their quest for fine-tuning locations. I can see the point of it, as Phil says. It's much better to have accuracy when it comes to finding places. And if they're looking at increasing the money-making aspect of it, then that's obviously a vital issue. So I can fully understand it, and that's fine. It would just be nice if they, A, give you some warning, B, gave you a simple way to correct it, especially on private locations. I think it's a bit of a bug, and hopefully that will come down in an update very soon, because it is, in my opinion, no matter what you say, it's a security risk. It really is. You just never know, do you? You just don't know. Because, ultimately, it doesn't take much for somebody to see that. I mean, all right, fair enough, they say that it's a private location and nobody other than my friends can see it. But you don't know who your friends are necessarily sharing it with. Perhaps, you do tend to follow people semi-randomly at times, I guess. And you don't know who else could be looking over somebody's shoulder or seeing them or whatever, or can they hack into it? All different kinds of things go through your head. And if I have just checked in my local town, that's clearly sending a message to people that I'm potentially my home location is empty. And they could come round and do burgly things and steal my worldly goods. They wouldn't get much, but they could come and nick them, couldn't they? Or, if you get one of these, altercations on the internet, which happens from time to time, who's to say that somebody ain't going to come around and duff you up or damage your car or, things like that. It's all these things that need to be considered. And I don't think it's a very good move by Foursquare to have done that. So I really hope that they put that right. But there you go. So, right, I've finished washing up. I am going to clean my kitchen. Well, clean my kitchen, it is clean, but I don't want anybody to think I'm a dirty pig. My house is always clean, but as with most people's, I guess, once a week or so, it just needs a damn good fettling, to get to all the places that don't get touched normally. You know what I mean? A weekly buzz, if you like, just to get it back spick and span. So there you go. I recorded my boo last night with Boss Chuck again, with my big mic, and I noticed, I haven't listened to it all back, but I played a bit of it back this morning, and I noticed it's very, very quiet. And I'm not sure why that is, because it sounded fine in the app itself as I was playing it back. I've also noticed that a couple of other people's audio is very, very quiet, and I'm not sure if it's down to my phone. The volume output on my Samsung, no matter whether it's coming through the speaker on the back, whether it's coming through headphones, or whether it's coming through, I sometimes plug it into my little sort of Pure digital radio in the kitchen, just with a jack, and it never ever puts out much volume. It was slightly better when I was running a custom ROM, but now that I'm back on stock Android, it's back to how it was originally, which is very, very weak. So it could just be my phone that's causing the problems. I mean, literally, I've just listened to Phil's, and I literally had to have the phone right up to my ear, and that was at full volume. I couldn't hear Phil at all. I think it's probably my phone that's the issue rather than my recording devices. But if anybody can comment on that, that'd be good. Right, I'm going to crack on and get busy. Catch you later. Thanks for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.